great to see your smiling faces again. You're always brave by inviting me back. But as you can see today, I'd like to talk about friendship.
是关于,
And I'd like to start with a study that was done by a firm called Lifeboat Research.
有一家机构做了一个研究。
And what they found out was that 75% of adults are not satisfied with their relationships.
他们发现 75%的成年人对他们的友谊是不满意的。
And 63% are not confident with their friends.
63%的人对他们的朋友没有信心。
They don't know if their friends would really be there for them if they had a great difficulty in their life.
他们不知道自己需要帮助的时候，朋友会不会伸出援手。
Most notable are the differences in generations in this study.
这个研究也揭露了不同的世代的人，他们的处境是不一样的。
The older folks tended to have a much stronger view of friendship, with 35% saying they had good friends.
年纪大的人，他们好像朋友比较多，35%的老年人觉得他们是有好朋友的。
Millennials, that was down to 29%.
但是千禧一代只有29%的人承认自己有朋友。
Baby boomers were at 23%.
婴儿潮的一代只有23%。
And Gen X was only at 18%.
X世代只有18%。
When asked whether or not these folks would rather have more friends or deeper friends, what do you think they said?
当问到这些人，他们是想要更多的朋友呢，还是想要更深的友谊呢？你们猜他们是怎么想的？
What would you rather have?
你是想要什么样子的友谊呢？是更多的朋友，还是更深的关系？
Well, by 2-1, they said they wanted deeper friends.
两个人中有一个都是想要更深交的关系。
We would love to have a relationship with someone that we could share our heart with.
我们都想要一个能推心置腹的朋友。
We would love to have a relationship with someone that we could share our struggles with.
我们都特别想要一个能够共患难的朋友。
Or our dreams for the future.
或者一起为未来努力奋斗的朋友。
When asked what do people want in a friendship, this is what they found.
当问到人们想要什么样的朋友的时候，这个就是他们的答案。
They want people to be loyal to them.
他们想要朋友对他们忠诚。
They don't want friends that are here today and then gone tomorrow.
他们不想要那种有时候在，有时候不在的朋友。
An idiom that we use is called a fair weather friend.
那种朋友我们就叫做，就是天气好的时候才会出现的朋友。
They want deep friendships.
他们想要一种更加深刻的友谊。
They want the person to be good.
而且他们想要这个朋友是个好人。
To be there in a crisis.
当他们需要帮助的时候，可以雪中送炭。
And then this is interesting, to like me.
还有一点就是说，这个人要像我。
Now this does not mean to be similar to you.
并不意味着这个人跟你很相似。
But the number one way to make a friend is to like somebody else.
哦，就是，但是第一个呢，就是这个人要喜欢我。
If someone comes up to you and says, I really like you, that person's going to be your friend.
如果有一个人走过来说，哎，我真喜欢你，那个人就是可以做你的朋友。
And then number five was fun to be with.
第五点就是跟这个人在一起应该是有意思的。
You don't want friends that are boring.
你们不想要那种特别无趣的朋友。
You want somebody alive.
你想要那种特别活泼的。
So these were their recommendations.
所以这个机构又给出几条交友的建议。
Go deeper, not wider.
他要去交深交，而不是泛泛之交。
They recommended that you give 1% of your week to building relationships.
而且他们建议你每周付出1%的时间用在建立友谊上。
Now, if you take 1% of your week, that is 1 hour and 30 minutes.
每周1%的时间就是1小时30分钟。
So as we go into this week, set aside 1 hour and 30 minutes to develop friendships in your life.
所以下周你可以花1小时30分钟来与人建立友谊。
Which means you're going to have to turn your phone off.
那也许意味着你就把那个手机放下一会儿。
Now, phones are not bad, but they're not good for developing relationships.
手机并不是坏事，但是对于你发展友谊没有什么帮助。
You need to be face to face with a person to be a friend.
你要跟这个人面对面交往才能够有深交。
Be dependable.
并且你要做一个靠得住的人。
When you make a promise, keep it.
当你去应许朋友做什么事情，你就要做。
And then they recommended that we break friendship inertia.
并且这个机构也建议大家打破交友的这种惰性。
And what this is that many times we will only be friends with people that are similar to us.
因为大多数时间我们只是跟与自己相似的人交朋友。
And they're making recommendations that become a friend for somebody that's much older than you or much younger than you.
这个机构建议你可以去跟一个比你老很多或者小很多的人交朋友。
Develop a friendship with someone that's outside of your socioeconomic class.
去找一个跟你的社会经济状况很不一样的人做朋友。
Or your cultural background.
或者跟你的文化背景很不一样的人做朋友。
And then the internet is not the easy button.
最后就是在网络上交的朋友并不是很可靠的。
Texting a person 300 times does not make a friend.
你给一个人发300个短信也没法跟他有什么深交。
We need to spend time, quality time with people.
我们需要跟人花那种很，就是多花时间跟人交往。
The reason I sense the Lord telling me to preach a sermon today is because building community is vital to the future of this church.
我今天感到有必要来讲这个话题，是因为神让我知道，我们建立这个教会必须先要建立我们的关系。
2,000 years ago, the church on the day of Pentecost started with 120 people.
2,000 年前在这个圣灵降临的时候，那个教会有 twenty people.
120 on the day of Pentecost.
那天那个当时教会有120人。
By the end of the first century, it was up to 20,000 people.
但是在那个世纪的结束以后，就有20,000人了。
By 313, it was 20 million people.
但是在公元300多年的时候，就有2,000万人。
Guess how many churches, church buildings they had during those first 300 years?
你们猜一猜，在那个初代教会的300年中，他们怎么样建立教会的
？Just take a wild guess.
你们猜一猜。
Zero.
他们没有任何的这种像我们今天所热衷的那种教会建立的那种这种会议啊什么的。
No church buildings.
Oh, sorry. 他们没有一个教会的这个房子。没有教会的这个教堂。
So how did the church go from 120 to 20 million in 300 years?
那么在300年来，他们怎么从120人发展到2,000万人呢？
They knew how to be friends.
因为他们知道怎么样跟人交朋友。
That's why it's important for us to relearn this today.
所以今天我们就要好好再学习一下这个技能。
Can I ask you a personal question?
可不可以问大家一个比较私人的问题
？How many deep friendships do you have？
你们有几个人能够真正称得上是朋友呢
？On the count of three, yell it out. Okay, one, two. I'm just kidding. That's the important question.
那是一个很重要的问题。
How many friends do you have？
你有几个朋友？
So today, what we're going to do is we have the goal of committing ourselves to 4 friendship truths.
所以今天我们就来好好看一看四个关于友谊的真相。
The first truth is this, is that friendship starts with knowing our identity.
第一个真相就是友谊的开始是因为我们知道自己的身份。
Who are you?
你到底是谁？
You need to know who you are.
你应该知道你是谁。
In Philippians chapter 2, verse 1. Do you want to read that?
腓立比书二章一节说，所以在基督里若有什么劝勉，爱心有什么安慰，圣灵有什么交通， 心中有什么慈悲怜悯。
If, that's how it starts.
这个若有，这个若很重要。
Which means this is conditional.
若，意思就是说这个是有条件的。
It means not everybody gets this.
意思就是说不是每个人都有的。
But if you know these truths, you will know who you are.
但是如果你知道这些真相，你就知道你是谁。
If a person is encouraged,
如果一个人
it means that if we have received encouragement from Jesus, we can pass that encouragement to somebody else.
一个人他如果从基督里面领受了劝勉，他才能把那个劝勉去传递给另外的人。
If you don't have a relationship with Jesus, you're going to be friendship challenged.
如果你没有基督耶稣这个朋友，那么你在与人相处的时候你就有麻烦。
So we need to say this from the start. The vertical is absolutely essential for the horizontal.
所以我们要说的就是你向上跟神的关系是你平行跟人的关系里面是至关重要的。
Notice it says if any comfort from his love.
并且经文还说爱心在耶稣里面有什么安慰。
And this is absolutely amazing.
这个是非常非常不可思议的。
Because we receive comfort from the Trinity.
因为我们从三位一体的真神那里就能得到安慰。
God exists in a Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
我们的神，圣父、圣子、圣灵在三位一体里面存在。
And they are in this community together.With each other, with love and comfort and encouragement.
他们三位一体一直就是互相了解，互相爱慕，并且互相非常的喜悦对方。
And we have been invited to receive from the Trinity this encouragement and this comfort.
他们邀请我们到他们里面去领受这种安慰和劝勉。
And once we have received it, we pass it on to others.
当我们从三位一体的真神领受了这种安慰劝勉以后，我们可以把他们带给身边的人。
So, if you're not a person who's able to give comfort, it causes me to question whether or not you have received comfort from God. Does that make sense?
如果一个人他觉得他对于安慰别人无能为力的话，那么我就不得不想说他到底有没有从神那里领受到安慰呢？
Says our identity is related to our fellowship with the Spirit.
因为我们的身份跟我们在圣灵里面的交通是很有关系的。
We are connected to the Holy Spirit of God.
我们和神的圣灵是有交通的。
The dunamis, the power of God through the Holy Spirit,can come and live inside of us.
神的大能通过他的圣灵住在我们心里。
And when that power is living inside of us, we can do all things.
当那个神的大能住在我们里面，我们就可以做任何的事情。
We can even be a friend.
我们甚至可以去跟人交朋友。
And then, if there's any tenderness and compassion,
然后心中有什么慈悲怜悯。
The actual translation of this word refers to the insides of a person.
在原文中他们用了一个词是指人的内心。
The Jews saw our kidneys and our insides as the evidence that we are alive emotionally.
古代的犹太人认为我们里面的内脏器官，比如说我们的肾脏，它就代表了我们的这些情感。
This means that anyone who is following Jesus is going to be kind and merciful and gracious and respectful.
这个经文就告诉我们，那些跟随主耶稣基督的人，他们都有很大的恩慈、怜悯。
In the end, sorry, Drew.
他们有很多的恩慈、怜悯，并且对人很尊重。
In the end, our identity switches us from categories. There's two categories. One is giver and one is a taker.
世上有两种人，一种人是索取者，一种人是给予者。那么因为我们跟耶稣基督的这个关系，他改变了我们在世上这两种人当中的这个站位。
Takers go into relationships and they drain you.
索取者在一个友谊当中，他们就是一味的索取。
Givers go into relationship and they give.
给予者来到一段关系当中是去给予。
I think I've shared with you that in 2000, I went through a six-month serious depression in my life.
在2000年，我经过了一场很严重的抑郁症。
It was the most emotional struggle I've ever faced in my entire 63 years.
那个是我有生以来63年以来我所面临的最大的情感上的挑战。
But what was so helpful for me during that period of time was I had some really great friends.
但是当那段时间，帮助我的最多的就是我的那些朋友。
And my friends would come over and visit me and take me out for coffee and talk to me.
我的朋友们来看望我，带我出去，散心，带我出去喝咖啡。
I had some friends that fasted and prayed for me for several days to help me in this time of trouble.
甚至有的朋友为了能够让我得医治，连续几天为我禁食祷告。
Those friends took me away on a vacation and just let me pour out my heart and were not judgmental. They just listened to me as I poured out my struggle before them.
这些朋友带我出去旅行，在旅行的当中，他们愿意倾听我的倾诉，没有任何的这个对我的那些判断，就是倾听。
But I don't know if I would have made it through that time without my friends.
如果我没有那些朋友的话，我不知道我能不能走过那段艰难的时候。
We need to know our identity.
我们需要知道自己的身份。
If we're going to be good friends.
如果我们想做好朋友的话。
The second truth is we need to know that friendship grows through common goals.
第二点，我们应该知道，友谊，是因为我们有共同的目标才能得到发展。
Friendship looks for things that you have in common, and then they build on it.
友谊一开始现在寻求二者的共同点，然后在这共同点上发展。
And the goal is not uniformity that we all look the same, but that we have unity.
这个共同的目标并不意味着我们是一模一样的，只是我们有合一。
Could you read verse 2?
第二节说，你们就要意念相同，爱心相同，有一样的心思，有一样的意念，使我的喜乐可以满足。
As friends, we're going to pursue a unity that thinks the same.
我们作为朋友，我们都要一起去谋求一个合一。
We are going to be like-minded in our thinking.
我们思维方式要相同。
Now, what are the top three things that we're going to think about as Christians?
我们作为基督徒，我们最常想到的三件事应该是什么呢？
What are the top three priorities of every Christian?
一个基督徒他们的头三件重要的事情是什么？
What are the first three items on our to-do list every day?
我们每天我们需要做的三件事是什么？
Well, number one is we're going to love God with all of our heart, all of our soul, all of our mind, all of our strength. That's number one on our list, right?
头一件就是我们要全心全意的爱我们的主我们的神。
Number two on our list is we're going to love people with the same compassion that God has loved us.
第二就是我们要用神爱我们的那种爱去爱我们身边的人。
And number three is we're going to make disciples of all nations.
第三件就是让万国做耶稣基督的门徒。
So that means when I get together with my friends,I know what our conversation is going to be about.
所以这就意味着，当我们跟朋友在一起的时候，我们要谈论的是什么事情？
We're going to be talking about, hey, how are you loving God today?
我们要谈的是，你今天是怎么样爱神的？
How are you loving people? What are you doing in your life to love people better?
你今天怎么样爱别人的？你做了什么去爱别人呢？
And then we're going to talk about what's working in your discipleship? What do you find is connecting your heart to your disciples?
你怎样培养人做门徒的？你在培养人做门徒的时候做的是什么样的？
That's going to be the foundation of our relationship as friends. We're going to talk about the deepest things on planet Earth.
那应该就是我们作为朋友，我们谈话的这个中心，那真的是地球上一个最深奥的话题。
And then we're going to have the same love.
然后我们要有相同的爱。
People need to feel our friendship.
人们应该能够感受到我们的友谊。
Now, this is difficult for gender as well as culture.
这个对于性别和文化的区别还是有点不一样。
Men have a hard time saying these three words.
男人很不愿意说这个三个字。
I love you.
我爱你这三个字。
Can you all practice that?
你们能不能来练习一下？
Just the men. Men, will you say this? I love you.
男生来练习一下。
我爱你。Okay? That's one of the few phrases I know.
那是我知道的仅有的几个中文之一。
But I grew up in a home that my father never said that.
我成长的家庭里面，我父亲从来不说这三个字。
So I never said it.
所以我也不常说。
And then all of a sudden, Jesus started to get in my face and say, Scott, why aren't you saying that?
但是突然，耶稣就问我说，你为什么不说这三个字呢？
You're supposed to love people. You're supposed to tell them that.
你应该去爱人，你也该告诉他们你爱他们。
So about 15 years ago, I started telling everybody I know, I love you.
所以15年前我开始对我认识的每一个人说我爱你。
Tomorrow morning at 6:30, our elders are going to be on the phone and we're going to be praying together for half an hour.
明天早上6点半，我们教会的长老要聚在一起在电话上祷告。
At the end of that conversation, I will say to all the elders in my church,
在祷告结束的时候，我会在电话上对他们所有的人说，
我爱你。
I love you.
Say it.
你要说出来。
Parents, say it to your children every day.
父母每天对儿女说这三个字。
Husbands, say it to your wives. Wives, say it to your husbands.
先生每天对太太说，太太每天对先生说。
We need to have the same love.
我们需要有共同的爱。
And then being one in spirit and purpose.
而且是在灵里面合一。
We need to be headed in the same direction.
我们应该向共同的目标前进。
Headed to the same mountain, we're going to say, "I'm taking that mountain for Jesus Christ." You with me?
我们去奔就是攀登同样的山峰，为了主耶稣一起去攀。
That makes great friendships.
那样子你就有很好的友谊。
One of the great stories that I love to tell is a story about Larry Crabb.And a man named Brendan Manning.
有一个有趣的故事，我经常爱跟人家讲。
And Brendan was the mentor for Larry Crabb.
有这个里面有一个人是另外一个人的导师。
And they would meet at a regular scheduled time on a beach in California.
他们经常在加州的海滩上面见面。
And Larry, what they would do is they would park their cars about a mile apart from each other.
他们见面的时候，他们停车的中间距离有一英里远。
And they would go down to the beach and they would walk towards each other.
然后他们走到海滩上面，他们就向彼此的方向走。
And Larry says that every time that Brendan Manning would see him, he would do something.
这个其中有一个人叫 Larry， 他的导师叫 Brendan， 他每次见到这个人的时候，那个人都对他做一件事情。
He would do this.It's Larry! Larry's coming! Larry's coming down the beach! Larry's coming!
那个人每次见到 Larry, 他都这样跳着就说哎呀是 Larry 来了 Larry 来了。
And you say, that's weird.
然后你觉得这样很奇怪是吧
But when was the last time somebody ever jumped for you?
上一次有没有人看到你就这样欢呼雀跃是什么时候
John, when was the last time you came home and said, Daddy's home, yeah!
卢俊上次什么时候
We don't jump.
我们再也不会欢呼雀跃了。
Nobody jumps for anybody.
我们不会为任何一个人而欢呼雀跃。
I'm saying this.
我讲的是
God's telling you to jump.
神让你去欢呼雀跃。
You say Chinese cultures don't jump.
你也许会告诉我说在我们中国人不这样。
It's true.
是真的。
But God's culture jumps.
但是在神的文化里面
you need
我们要跳起来。
You need to start jumping for each other.
你要开始为彼此欢呼雀跃。
That's a way to make a friend.
那就是我们交朋友的。
That's a way to build your family.
那是你怎么样让家人更加和睦，更加亲近。
That's a way to strengthen your marriage.
那就是让怎么样能让你的婚姻更加牢固。
Third truth.
第三个真相。
Relationships are built, friendships are built with relational tools.
发展友谊需要一些工具。
I think one of the reasons we're not building friendships anymore is because we don't know how to do it.
还有一个原因，我们不再去发展友谊，是因为我们完全不知道该做什么。
I saw this on the internet last week.
我上周在互联网上看到。
On average, we touch our phones 2,000 times a day.
每天平均我们会碰我们的手机3000下。
And I looked at it and said, 2,000? I said, yep.
2,000下。
What has happened to us is we're communicating, but we're not building relationships.
我们现在的状况就是我们去交流，但是并没有去建立关系。
And the great fear is that the next generation coming up would rather text than talk.
有一个很大的恐惧就是下一代的人长大只会彼此发消息而不会谈话了。
I saw this in my own family.
我自己家就是这样了。
Every Thanksgiving, we get 35 of my relatives together for 4 days of Thanksgiving celebration.
每年的感恩节，我家都有35个亲朋好友来到家里面。
And last year, all the nieces and nephews were in the same room together.
去年所有的这些晚辈都在一个房间里。
And they were texting each other.
他们在同一个房间里给彼此发短信。
Put the phones down. Talk to each other.
把手机扔掉，你们去跟人聊天。
So we need to learn how to do this.
我们需要学习怎么样做。
Verse 3, would you read that?
第三节讲，凡事不可结党，不可贪图虚浮的荣耀，只要存心谦卑，个人看别人比自己强。
So we have to set aside if we're going to build selfish ambition.
我们要必须把自己放下，我们不可以有自己的这种虚浮的荣耀。
Too many people are competing with each other.
因为大家都在彼此竞争。
We're on the same team.
但是我们确实是同一个团队啊。
I don't have to prove I'm better than anybody.
我没有必要去向你显示说我比你强。
My identity comes from God.
我的身份是从神那儿来的。
We need to, rather than working against each other, work with each other.
我们不要再彼此扯后腿了，我们要去共同的努力。
I remind the people in our church that we are a church family.
我提醒我自己的会众，我们是一个教会，一个家庭。
You have your family at home.
你家里有你的家人。
And now you have your family at church.
你在教会有教会的家人。
We are all brothers and sisters in the church.
我们都是教会的弟兄姐妹。
And guess where the enemy is?
你们知道我们的敌人是谁？
He's out there.
他是在那边。
It's Satan.
是撒旦。
Satan is the enemy of our souls.
撒旦是我们灵魂的敌人。
So stop fighting with your brothers and sisters.
所以你停止跟弟兄姐妹互相的争斗。
And start fighting the enemy.
我们要去共同一致对外，对付撒旦。
We have to do that if we're going to build relationships.
如果我们想要建立联系，我们必须就要这样做。
And then it says, do nothing out of vain conceit.
不要，就是不要为了满足自己虚浮的荣耀。
Does anyone like a conceited person?
有没有人喜欢那种特别虚荣的人？
No, you don't like a conceited person, all they're doing is talking about themselves.
没有人喜欢虚荣的人，因为他们一直在讲，就是讲他自己。
What we need to do is we need to set aside that pride, and we need to become humble, as it says in this verse.
我们需要把自己的骄傲放下，我们要学习谦卑。
We need to treat others as if they're better than us.
我们要对待别人就好像别人比自己强一样。
Humility is not thinking poorly of yourself.
谦卑并不是看不起自己。
Humility is not thinking of yourself.
谦卑是完全不考虑自己。
It's thinking of the other person.
而是考虑别人。
So when we come into the room, we start saying, okay, what are the needs of the people around me so I can serve them?
我们走到这间屋子里面环顾四周，我们应该想的是，我怎样去为这些人服侍呢？他们有什么需要呢
？Conceited people come in the room and say, "You need to serve me."
一个虚荣的人走到这间房子，想的就是说，他们怎么样满足我
？And then consider others better than yourselves.
而且要存心看别人比自己强。
In verse 4 it says, "Don't be obsessed with getting your own advantage." But forget yourselves long enough to lend a helping hand.
第四节告诉我们说，不要单顾自己的事，忘记自己的事，要去帮助别人。
Let me give you a short course in building friendships.
给大家一些窍门，关于建立友谊的。
The six most important words.
这个第六个最重要的字。
I admit I made a mistake.
我承认我错了。
Five, you did a great job.
五个最重要的字是你干得不错。
Four, what do you think?
四个字是我你觉得呢
？Three, if you please.
三个最重要的字是麻烦你。
Two, thank you.
两个字就是谢谢。
And the most important word?
最重要的一个字就是
we.
咱。
The least important word?
最不重要的字就是
I.
我。
Tomorrow, keep track of how many times you say I.
明天你们可以记，就是记一下，看看自己一天说了多少个我字。
Let's go to the fourth truth.
我们再看第四个真相。
Friendship follows the example of Jesus.
友谊要以耶稣基督为榜样。
Could you read 5-8?
五到八节说，你们当以耶稣基督的心为心，他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的。反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。既有人的样式，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
Jesus is our model. He's our example.
耶稣是我们的榜样。
If you want to know how to get along with people, even difficult people, look at what Jesus did.
当你想知道怎么样与人相处，特别是那些不好对付的人的时候，你就要想想主耶稣。
Even though he was in the very form of God, he didn't demand his rights.
他虽然他自己就是神的形象，但是他并不去强求神的那些特权。
Every friendship demands a death.
每一个这个友谊都需要你来牺牲。
And the death that comes into it is the death to my agenda, getting my way, influencing, having myself triumph.
你要牺牲你想做的事情，牺牲你的方式，牺牲你的这个成就。
When you think about what Jesus did in his greatest hour of need, he asked three guys to pray with him.
你想想主耶稣基督是怎么做的？在他最需要人帮助的时候，只有三个人跟他一起祷告。
What did his friends do?
他这些三个朋友怎么做的呢？他们睡着了。
Sleeping away.So what did Jesus do?
但是耶稣是怎么样对待这件事情的
？Ah, you guys will never be good friends. I'm out of here.
你们这些人太次了，我不理你们了。
No, he went out and he died on a cross for them.
主耶稣出去为了这些朋友死在十字架上。
He gave his life for the guys that just let him down.
他为了这些让他失望的人，他为他们舍命。
Jesus is an outstanding friend.
耶稣是一个非常非常难得的朋友。
In John chapter 3, 1 John 3:16.
约翰一书三章十六节。
Could you read that?
主为我们舍命，我们从此就知道何为爱，我们也当为弟兄舍命。
He gave his life for you.
他命为你舍。
So your homework this week.
所以这周的家庭作业。
First, build your friendship with Jesus.
第一，和耶稣基督建立友谊。
See, friendship isn't as much techniques as it is a relationship with God first.
友谊它并不需要什么特别的技能，但是它确实需要你先跟神建立关系。
And then out of the abundance of that relationship flowing into me, it flows out to you.
当你和神的关系有了以后，神的丰盛就流淌到你的身上，从你身上流到别人身上。
It's going to start tomorrow morning with you reading God's word on your knees in prayer, saying, "God, please fill me with your love."
那么明天早上起来，第一件事，跪在地上读经、祷告，向神求说：“主啊，求你用你的爱充满我。”
Two. Pick a friend and start jumping.
第二个。就你选一个人，你要为他欢呼雀跃。
Wouldn't it be great next Sunday if you guys come in to church and everybody's jumping? Yay, they're here!
如果下周天你们来的时候，你们大家见了面都这样互相跳起来，多好！
I'm telling you, if you guys would do that next week, the following week there'll be 400 people here.
我向你保证，如果下周你们能做到这一点，那么在下下周就会有400个人来到这个教堂。
Because nobody jumps for anybody anymore. Become the first jumpers.
因为大家都不再为彼此雀跃了，你们现在就要开始做这个事情。
By the way, isn't that guy happy?
这个人是不是很开心？
That's why I picked that picture. Number three, pray with and for friends.
第三就是你要跟你的朋友一起祷告，为他们祷告。
Good friends pray with each other and for each other.
好的朋友要在一起祷告，为彼此代祷。
And I'm talking 10-second prayer.
我们讲的就是那种十秒钟的祷告。
Just, you know, put your hand on someone. Hey, can I pray for you?
把你的手放在他的肩上，说我能不能为你祷告。
Just a short prayer.
就是一个短暂的祷告。
Just start praying with everybody you run into.
就像旁边都有人的时候，你也可以为他祷告。
I pray with people who are strangers to me.
有的时候陌生人我都会这样为他们祷告。
I'll sense the spirit saying, hey, just go up and pray for that person.
因为这圣灵会告诉我说去为这个人祷告。
And I ask permission, I say, do you mind if I pray for you?
但我肯定是要征得他的同意，说你愿不愿意我为你祷告。
But 99% of the time they say, no, I'd like that.
99% 的人他们都愿意。
Lord, bless this person, give him strength for today.
主啊，求你赐福给这个人，赐给他力量。
Join a small group.
加入一个小组。
There is no way to develop a deeper friendship than studying God's word together.
没有比聚在一起学习神的话更能够加深彼此的了解了。
And I don't know the small group structure here at church, but I'm just encouraging develop small groups.
我不知道你们教会的这个小组的情况，但是我非常的建议大家有小组。
If you want to have the pastor faint, I have a plan.
如果你有想要这个听我的意见的话，
go up to him after and say, Pastor, I'm available to do anything to help with a small group. He'll pass out.
如果你们想要测试一下一个牧师是什么怎么样能够晕倒的话，你可以走到他面前说，牧师啊，我想为小组做任何的事情。那个牧师就非常高兴，他就都会晕倒过去了。
And then be friendly to all people.
而且要对每一个人都要友好。
What's your name?
你叫什么名字啊？
Where are you from?
你从哪儿来的？
You working in the area?
你在这儿工作吗？
How did you hear about our church?
你怎样听到我们教会的呢？
Hey, would you like to come over to my house for some tea?
愿不愿意到我家吃个饭？
How about if we meet at Starbucks for some coffee?
或者我们去星巴克喝点咖啡？
See how easy that was?
这很简单。
Many years ago, it was 1936, a movie was made called It's a Wonderful Life.
在很久以前有一个老电影叫做生活真美好。
And every year it's shown on television 300 times at Christmas time.
每年的圣诞节的时候，这都一遍一遍在电视上放。
If you haven't seen it, next Christmas, I encourage you to watch it.
如果你还没有看过这个电影，那么下一个圣诞节你就可以看了。
But people argue what the movie is all about.
很多人都说这个电影到底是讲什么事呢？
And I believe the movie is all about friendship.
我觉得这电影是讲友谊的。
Because in the end,
因为在节目的时候
spoiler alert,
这是一个剧透了。
There is an angel.
有一个天使。
And he writes this note.
他写了一个条子。
Remember, no man is a failure who has friends.
说如果你有朋友的话，你就不是一个失败。
At the end of your life,
在你生命的终了
if you are going to be considered a rich person,
如果你想让人家觉得你是一个富有的人
it has nothing to do with your house or your portfolio or your salary.
这跟你的住的房子、你手上的财产、收入都没有关系。
A rich person,
一个富有的人
is rich in God,
是在神里面富有
and rich in friendship.
而且在友谊上富有。
I pray that this is going to be the richest church in Fairfield County.
我要祷告，我们教会将是南康州最富有的教会。
Lord, I pray for your spirit to descend upon this congregation.
主啊，求你的灵降在这个会中。
I pray that they would become experts at becoming friends.
主啊，我祷告，让他们都能够非常善于交往、交朋友。
I pray that this church family would grow deeper in relationships with you and each other.
我祷告求让这个教会的人们能够跟你的关系更亲密，跟彼此的关系更紧密。
And I ask this in Jesus' name.
以耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.